Coachable leaders distinguish themselves by actively seeking and responding to feedback, a practice that not only enhances their personal growth, but also significantly influences their leadership efficacy. In this episode, we'll explore how embracing feedback can catalyze positive changes across various leadership dimensions, from advocating for change to fostering inclusivity within teams. We're drawing insights from Kevin Wilde's insightful book, Coachability, The Leadership Superpower, and extensive data collected from over 4,000 leaders. This episode will unpack the remarkable benefits of staying in that learning zone that we've talked about, where seeking feedback, responding thoughtfully, reflecting, and taking actionable steps forge a path to exceptional leadership. Welcome to the 90th Percentile, an unconventional leadership podcast by Zenger Folkman. Each week, using research from over 1.5 million global assessments of leaders, we analyze leadership traits, trends, and what it really takes for leaders to get to that 90th percentile. I am Brianna Corin, and joining me today is leadership legend, guru, my good friend, Jack Zenger.
Good to talk with you about this extremely valuable and timely topic.
Yeah. So as we begin and as we talked about coachability, I thought of a memory came up to me. A couple years into marriage, my husband asked what I wanted for my birthday, and I told him I wanted a Dyson vacuum, which just sounds like so ridiculous for like, what do you want for your birthday? A vacuum. But I think there are some people who will identify with me. We were poor students. It was a big purchase. I hated our vacuum. It just was the worst. So we used our tax refund to get it. And I was just so excited about this vacuum that could pick up so much. And I've had that vacuum for years. But I bring this up because today, we're talking about coachability. I remembered the story of James Dyson and how he recognized this problem with other vacuums losing suction due to clogged filters. So Dyson famously went through over 5,127 prototypes of his Cyclonic vacuum cleaner. That is so many. Other humans would have given up in the hundreds, but his relentless iteration cycle shows this major resilience he had, but also there was a willingness to incorporate feedback from testing and refine the design continuously until it was exactly what people wanted. He had a vision, but its success relied on others' input and acceptance of the product.
Yeah, and Dyson is a wonderful example to all creators and product designers. And he ended up making a huge dent in the vacuum industry. And lately, now hand dryers in restrooms are a lot of Dysons.
The hair dryers for women now that are so popular. So yeah, get that feedback. Get out there. It's amazing how far some things will go before some companies and leaders realize that it's a disaster. Like I'll see a clothing line and think, did they not ask for any, were they not open to feedback when whoever presented that, were they too scared? Or there's some movies like that big actors, you know, sign on for, and they have these huge budget and they end up being just terrible. I remember George Clooney famously, when he played Batman, he was so embarrassed by the film. He thought he ruined the franchise or that it would like kill his career. And it's like, where in the process did this go wrong? Who, I mean, when they brought the script, did no one say, you know, this script's kind of, it's bad? Or was the casting wrong? So being coachable is critical to success. So Jack, what can we learn about coachable people and how they approach life and the benefits of coachability?
Yeah. Well, a coachable person is different from a non-coachable colleague in several important ways. First, they have a mindset that is open and receptive to feedback. And second, they actively solicit feedback. They want suggestions from other people. And then once feedback is given, the coachable person reflects on that feedback and usually takes action to change or improve. Kevin Wilde's excellent book on this topic indicates, and I quote, "A coachable leader values self-improvement and operates consistently in a learning zone by applying the practices of seek, respond, reflect, and act." In our research on coachable leaders, we have found that it has a dramatic impact on a leader's overall perceived effectiveness. During the last 3 years, we collected data from 4,009 leaders, along with effectiveness ratings of that leader from their direct reports. We measured the leader's level of coachability first, and then secondly, we measured their overall leadership effectiveness as evaluated by their direct reports through a 360-degree feedback process. We found that there was a strong and a direct correlation between a leader's effectiveness on coachability and their overall effectiveness ratings from their direct reports. The more we study coachability, the more impressed we are at the kind of dramatic, virtually catalytic effect of this one specific behavior on so many other attributes that make up excellent leaders. You know, in chemistry, the term catalytic is defined as the outcome you get from introducing some new substance along with others, which then causes greater things to happen, or it increases the speed with which things happen.
I love what you've studied and written about this substantial positive impact of coachability and seeing its effect and how far reaching it can be, because you don't realize how this one simple thing of just being more coachable, asking for feedback instead of waiting for it, what it can really do to others and your environment at work. So today we are looking a little deeper into what the strongest attributions were that are connected to coachability and the positive and or negative impact that resulted. And this feedback comes, once again, from those 4,000 leaders we talked about. The evaluations were from 18,000, over 18,000 direct reports. And you and I, Joe, identified a top 10, because everybody loves a top 10 list. So where do you want to get us started, Jack?
Well, we found that there basically were four kind of buckets. And the first one of these that differentiated the high scorers on coachability from the non-high scorers was that they were strong advocates of change. Specifically, first, they were a champion for new projects or new programs. Coachable leaders were thought of as more willing and effective at being these champions to sponsor a new activity, a new initiative. Their courage to ask for feedback also helped them to be seen as real champions of that activity. The second thing we saw was that they made this atmosphere of continual improvement. You know, asking for feedback from other people demonstrates your willingness to change and to stretch for significant improvements.
Yeah. And the other two things that were found in this bucket, if we'll call it that, of the strong advocates for change, was that they quickly adapted their approach in response to people's needs or the situation. So leaders who are more flexible and adaptable, they're constantly looking for ways to improve and do their jobs better. Hence, they ask for feedback and act on it. And the last one was that they find ways to improve new ideas rather than discourage them. And that makes sense, that someone who's coachable is obviously an open person. Some leaders are thought of as, my dad loves to say, the abominable no man or woman. So cheesy. But they resist new ideas and innovations. But leaders who are personally open to feedback about themselves are also open to new ideas and innovative approaches from others. And these are such valuable benefits. It really feels like coachability is this magical trait that opens you up to those around you in a whole new way. So what are the other set of behaviors that come from the coachability?
Yeah, the second set is about the way these leaders who were high scorers on coachability, how they were seen as being very focused on getting business results. They are just riveted on delivering positive outcomes. And so the specific behaviors that we identified were that they were inspiring to other people, and they inspired higher levels of effort and performance. Being coachable itself is a kind of an inspiring attribute, but these people looked for ways to prove, and that inspired the people around them. When you're forced to do something, that's not very inspirational. When you seek it and ask for it, that really is inspiring. The next thing we saw was that this that had the impact on those around them of kind of energizing them, energizing people around you to achieve exceptional results. What today's workforce seems to be looking for is a leader with energy and enthusiasm. They want to work for a leader who is excited about coming to work and is able to kind of pass that energy on to them.
Absolutely. So the next set of skills that come from coachability, and this is probably my favorite section, is the development focus on self and others, because people who are coachable are truly concerned about developing others. They care. They care enough to ask, right? They're not self-centered. Those leaders who are interested in improving themselves, they want to help others improve too. And when direct reports see their manager working on self-improvement, they're more convinced the manager will work for their development. And the other one that kind of falls in this category is goes along with that is about being a role model. It's setting this good example for his or her work group. It's contagious to others, you know? And leaders who are more coachable, they are the role models for their organizations. Other leaders see what they're doing and their actions are consistent with their words. And that makes a big impact.
Yeah. And the fourth and last bucket that we'll talk about had to do with inclusiveness and the level of cooperation that these high scoring coachable leaders displayed. They capitalize on having diversity around them, and they appreciate the talents that other people bring. And so their very act of asking for feedback seems to create a greater appreciation for diverse perspectives and respects the talents that other people display. They are also more likely to ask those who are diverse themselves, which then again helps them to improve even more. And finally, we found that this generally promotes a higher level of cooperation between all the members of the work group. Leaders who are actively open to feedback and seek it tend to be just generally more cooperative than those who resist feedback and tend to be more competitive and less compatible.
Yeah, I think that's all. Just to reiterate, these four different buckets we talked about. So we have the first one is that the coachable leaders, they're strong advocates for change. The next one was about positive results with energizing, inspiring others. The third was about the development focus of being role models and focusing not just on themselves, but others. And the last was about inclusiveness and cooperation. And just how incredible it is as you read down that list, as we talked about those 10 catalytic effects of being coachable, it's easy to see why this behavior is so powerful.
Yes, and some people may worry that asking for feedback from people around you might send the signal that you're not quite as competent, or maybe you're insecure and unsure of yourself. But these catalytic effects that it has prove that nothing could be further from the truth. Developing the habit of asking others for feedback can help every leader be a more effective leader and every individual contributor to be a more effective individual contributor.
The 90th Percentile, an unconventional leadership podcast, was produced by Zanger Folkman. At Zanger Folkman, we're passionate about empowering leaders and driving organizational success through our innovative leadership development programs, assessments, and coaching products. If you're eager to explore customized leadership training for your organization, feel free to reach out to us at info@zangerfolkman.com or simply click the link in our episode notes for more information. There, you'll also find the links to all the research featured in this episode. Your support has fueled our growth over these past few years, and we're thankful for your recommendations to all of your friends and coworkers. If you haven't yet, a positive review would mean the world to us. You can connect with us on our LinkedIn podcast page or suggest topics to us via info@zfco.com. Thanks again for listening to The 90th Percentile.